story time.
All right.
All right. So I am about 6 months after my divorce had cleared. It was like 2008. I flew out to see my buddy. He's like a brother to me, an old Green Beret buddy in California. Now, little did I know that he had been running interference for me and setting up a shagnanigans with a former Victoria's Secret model. Yeah, it's a pretty good time. Not bad, not bad. Now, I will say this, though. It was not, like, the hype was way better than the actual event. But I still did it!
Yeah! You know, before people like Megan Rapinoe.
Oh, my God.
Were the face of Victoria's Secret. At that point, the secret's out.
Well, hang on. She is the spokesman, or she used to be the spokesman for Subway.
Oh, yeah, she did that, too. Yeah, she is the women's soccer player
who insists that they
need to be making more than men, despite the fact they can't even beat 15-year-old boys.
And they can't fill the stadium.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's happened to Subway since then? I mean, her claim to fame was 2020, right?
I want to say, yeah.
Was it 2020?
And then they lost their legal case against the league spectacularly. Because when they actually had to do the math, something that the left is notorious for ignoring, because, you know, it's white supreme pizza now to do math.
It's racist, yeah.
Yeah. It turns out that they were actually making more per capita when you compare all of the variables in place than men. It was just like the WNBA. The WNBA is basically subsidized by the NBA because they don't put asses in seats.
Well, heavily. I mean, there are some games out there where they're lucky to get 2,000 people.
Yeah. And these are the people that you want promoting, like, the premier brand of lingerie. Mm-hmm. Not so much.
Well, like, in one of those big stadiums, just to turn on all of the fucking lights and heating or air conditioning for that big, it's like almost 2 G's right there.
Yeah.
So they're actually playing the game for a loss, but they want to get paid the same as men. Get the fuck out of here. Obviously, these people think, you know, this is going to be a socialistic answer and it'll be all good in the end, even though they don't fucking know how the real world works.
Well, I mean, all you have to do is look at the real world and you will see that socialism in every incarnation has failed in every culture where it's been tried.
Yeah, not only did it fail, it shit the bed and wiped its ass on the sheets on the way out.
Yeah, the WNBA can't put asses in seats, but socialism can absolutely put bodies in graves.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
So they decided that Megan Rapinoe and a Transformers model were the answer over at Victoria's Secret. And now they're cutting 160 management roles in this reorganization of their company. And that's 5% of its home office staff.
Wow.
And you go down here, the company's stock has declined 32% since its peak immediately after the reorganization last year. Anytime there's word that, hey, we're gonna fix things up, we're going to make things better than ever, there's always an immediate bump.
Yep.
And then the reality sets in.
But the thing is typically, because I did finance for a long time, I was an investment banker, but if a company has to reorganize and it's not an actual Chapter 13 or Chapter 11, they will soon be filing bankruptcy. So I'm betting that this is a Hail Mary pass from Victoria's Secret to try to save their asses.
Oh, they're done.
And it's not going to work.
When you get woke, you go broke.
That's right.
I mean, 32% isn't even the biggest dip that we've seen in companies like this.
No.
Netflix is hemorrhaging subscriptions.
And
Disney's $40 billion in debt. PayPal has lost over half of their value in less than a year.
Well, so is Walt Disney.
Yeah. Well, as I said, Disney's $40 billion in debt.
Well, their stock value is going down.
Anything going woke is going broke. The backlash is obvious, and yet they still think that their friends in New York, L.A., and San Francisco are the pulse of the nation.
Yeah, and they're gonna flip the bill for everything.
Yeah, because everywhere you go, there's needles and human feces on the street, right?
Yeah. Or there's a human poop app.
Oh yeah, that's my
favorite. So you can avoid, you know, the human feces on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, unless you're into that, and then you use it as a snack finder.
Well, I mean, that's how you get like cholera and all kinds of fucked up diseases.
Black plague.
Yeah, plague, cholera.
Or BIPOC plague, if you prefer.
I mean, TB's floating around out there. All kinds of...
bad news bears.
All kinds of downstairs mix-up sicknesses.
Well, this is what happens when you try to push this as normal. I mean, of course, this is beautiful. I've never seen a more appealing ad in my life to sell women's products.
Yeah.
I mean, this is... I mean, if you don't get on board with this, you're an igot bay.
Yeah, we're
not to be confused with Michael Bay.
We're a phobist igot. That's the new word.
An istaphobe
or phobist igot. I like phobist igot.
I mean, I remember when the Victoria's Secret catalog arrived in the mail when I was a kid. It was like free porn.
It was that and the Sears catalog.
Every time Letitia Costa was on the cover, I was like. She's wearing a white bikini. All right. All right. Yeah. Which bathroom has the lock on it again?
Hey, that's the way it goes when you're young, man.
It is. You know, when you're that young, a stiff breeze, no pun intended, it's really all you need. And you're at full attention.
Like my last 3 years in high school, I spent pretty much 70% of the day covering my crotch because, you know.
Oh, yeah, you got to put the books down there.
The hydraulics was going.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.